Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of A Penny for Your Thoughts. Today, we talk a little bit about credibility and how to be planful and insightful. And just remember, you are the commodity in what you bring to the workforce. Stay tuned. We're coming at you. And welcome back, listeners. We are here for another episode of A Penny with Your Thoughts, together with myself and Lauren Ernst. Hey, Lauren, how's it going?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic, despite this ungodly early hour of accommodating schedules.
And I appreciate you so much for it.
Well, when we were podcasting, before we were podcasting, I think we were both talking about our caffeine intake. Producer Ruth is only one cup in because I was awake before her and managed to drain at least half the coffee pot to myself.
Take that.
Yeah. We're both sipping our coffees like, oh, this is
so good. Oh, these are like the wonderful morning conversations where I literally feel like we're at my dining room table together. So I'm here
absolutely.
For it.
Well, and you know, I think it's the devotion, right? Like the desire to show up and be present with each other, and like, you know, it just 7 a.m. is a great hour for me, but it's not an hour that I usually work, or, you know, like sometimes I do if I'm on a client location or whatever. But, you know, Lauren, you're just worth it. Listeners, you're just worth it.
Heck yeah, you are.
Well, and I think it kind of speaks to a little bit of like what our first topic for today is that we wanted to talk about, which is that credibility factor. You know, when we think about trust, and, you know, I recorded a podcast on Pocket Change, independent one, talking about the trust equation, which is credibility plus reliability plus intimate connection, all valued over your own self-orientation. And, you know, I think it's that credibility piece for me where, you know, if somebody, and that reliability, right? If somebody tells me they're going to do something and then they choose not to, or they forget about it or whatever, that really, that damages my perception.
Big time. And I think that it's our most valuable asset is our time. So if you're choosing to be present with someone or not choosing to be present with someone or to show up late or early or on time, that is a true reflection of how you see or value the individual that you're working with or the team that you're showing up for. So it's fascinating to me that in so many instances, that trust and showing up and being present and all of those beautiful things that come along with it, like when you leave a conversation or an interaction with someone and you just feel seen, you feel like your bucket's full, that is such a superpower when in reality, it should be table stakes, you know?
Absolutely. And for me, like, I mean, I'm a really trusting person, but at the same time, I'm also an individual that, as a result of the experiences of my life, I look at things and I pretty much, I'll be honest with you, I don't believe anything anyone tells me. I pretty much think everyone's full of shit until they show me otherwise. And that is, I mean, that's historical for me, right? I mean, you know, raised in a bit of a tumultuous situation and had an absent parent. Well, let's be honest. It wasn't an absent, it was abandonment. But, you know, when we look at that factor and then, you know, several years after the departure of this parent, I start receiving letters in the mail and promises and I'm going to come back and I'm going to move back to town and you're going to be able to have sleepovers and, you know, I'm going to buy you this and I'm going to do this with you. And I'm going to, you know, and so I was taught at a very age that you find really great things in being optimistic, certainly. But I was also taught that when somebody fails you, the likelihood of them failing you a second time, if they're not communicating with you and sharing that, you know, an update, for example, it's very probable that you're going to get let down. And so, you know, I mean, a great example of this is, you know, yesterday I was meeting with a new potential client. And nice. As I was about to get onto this phone call, net new, never met this person, communicated with them 2 times in email. And all of my apps, my Microsoft apps, shut down and did a forced restart. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. So I have to go from my laptop. I got on my phone and I responded to this individual and just, well, I emailed this person and I said, you know, I'm so sorry. This is happening and very abnormal circumstance and situation. And, you know, thank goodness they were patient, but I think it's because I reached out. It wasn't like I waited in the 5 minutes while my app were restarting. I found another way to communicate with them. Right. But
yeah,
people aren't great at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think oftentimes we respond in our minds. I mean, the number of times I've responded to a text message in my mind and not actually typed it out. And then you look at your phone and you're like, oh, shoot, I actually meant to, you know, get to that text message. I think it goes a long way to do it and it'll be done. Because when we put things off, the amount of opportunities and distractions and other important things come into our lives that we just need to prioritize and execute on. So when we are in a moment where, you know, tech isn't working for us, or someone sent us an email that, needs a little bit more investigation, just acknowledging someone in the digital space and saying, hey, I've received your email. Thanks so much for reaching out. It's going to take me, you know, 24 hours to get back to you, but I just wanted you to know that I've received it. That goes such a long way versus the radio silence, you know?
I agree. And you know, it takes literally 3 seconds to manage expectations, to flip a text, to send an email, to have a conversation, you know, even just picking up the phone and just saying, hey, you know what, I don't have that right now. But you know, I think that's common courtesy, right?
Yeah.
Whereas for me, it's common courtesy, I guess I should say. To the next end, though, I think there is an element of individual who wants to move things forward, wants to do things, has big ideas. But I find that these folks just can't execute. And so, again, it leaves me in a position where when somebody says something to me, oh, I'm going to bring you in on this project, or I'm going to do this with you, or we're going to have this conversation, I'm going to take you to introduce you to these people, and then nothing ever materializes, it's like, I'm only going to mention it so many times before I'm like, okay, well, that is dead on the vine, and I'm just going to move on, because I don't want to look like an asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In no world am I desperate for work. Let me be very honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
But if someone's coming to me and they want me to go and meet with somebody or sit with somebody or do something, and then they go radio silent on me, or I don't have the details, or I don't have the information, instant lack of credibility. Like, don't come to me and offer something to me if you're not willing to actually follow through. And I think that this is a realization for me, Lauren, in that the way that I was raised was to, like, actually do what you say you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a lost art now. And so
yeah.
I'm the type of person, I wake up every morning, and if I say, Lauren, I'm going to be on the phone and on the line to record with you at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be sitting here bright and squirrely, ready to rock and roll, because that's what I told you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think if, you know, when it comes to, you know, mean what you say what you mean, and follow through with action, I truly believe that if you have to talk about something, it doesn't exist. If you need to make an introduction, if you need to bring someone in on a project, if you're letting the person know that you're bringing them in, it's literally to give them the heads up before the action happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes when the action happens, it can throw us off kilter because we haven't been brought in or flagged beforehand. It almost needs to be a step one and step 1A. It's a, this is happening, you cool with it? I already have the email written. I already have the calendar invite ready to go. I think if you're not in a state where you can push play on something, talking about it is actually and potentially detrimental to the relationship or the project progressing, because you need to follow through with action quickly. And I think that this is a really interesting topic, especially for my friends who are job seeking right now and my friends who are recruiters and HR professionals. I think we need to be really cognizant, especially in this moment in time, that you mean what you say and you say what you mean and you follow it up with action immediately. Because when you start talking to someone about a potential job opportunity and you wait 2, 3, 4 weeks, a month, 3 months, 2 months, whatever it happens to be, not only are you eroding trust in that potential individual joining your organization, but you're really showing your hand in how you are going to treat them when they're on the team. And you're not valuing their time if you're dangling this carrot and it never manifests. I still have interviews and applications that I've put out into the world that are still out in the world with no tie up with a beautiful bow. And like you, Kate, I'm not looking for another job. I'm not looking for another client, but man, oh man, is it ever impactful to come back and offer that closed loop opportunity where you can say, yes, we're moving forward. No, that job no longer exists. We really value this. We want to move forward on that. And if you're not backing your words up with action, it's actually detrimental to the individual who's going through that process or that journey. And you just need to say the thing one way or another. And that's the action piece, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think there's two things there, right? And I think we have two divergent paths. There's the individual who just maybe is a little less tactful in their communication mm-hmm. approach, right? That mm-hmm. that closing of the loop or, you know, oh, actually, you know what? I was really talking about this project, but it's gone sideways. So unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hire you, right? Like, I mean, so that's the hard conversation. And that's somebody who is maybe, there's two things that maybe go on there. There's the risk-averse person who doesn't like conflict. And in which case, you probably shouldn't be a hiring manager if that's your problem, or you should go get that fixed, because huge deficiency. If you can't have a difficult conversation and course correct somebody and you're in a leadership position, you're in the wrong industry. And I have no problem saying that because you know what? I'm not afraid of harder conversation. But the secondary to that is also the people who are dreamers, people who spitball a lot, but they're not action oriented. But a lot of times what I find with these individuals is despite their lack of action, they're very charismatic. And so they pull people in and they feel almost manipulative in the way that they communicate and how they engage with people.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I've been in meetings and conversations with individuals like that. And it's easy to fall into that path. And it's easy to bring someone in on, you know, your moonshots and dreaming about things. And I've had clients that are like that too, that have so many beautiful, incredible ideas, but it's tricky to hone them in or prioritize on what we're executing next. And I think a really easy way, a tactical way that you can stay on course, and again, say what you mean what you say, and follow it up with action, is when you're in a meeting with a dreamer, with a moonshot, you can very genuinely say, okay, so for next steps, what are we looking to achieve here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, before our next meeting, what can I do to help bring this to life? Okay, where do you, from a timeline perspective, where do you see this project moving? Let's lock this in. Can we accomplish this in 3 weeks? And when you start to really look through the lens of action and, you know, less conversation, more moving forward, like my hubby always jokes and says, like, oh, yeah, nothing better than a meeting. Like, great, we talked about it. But what does this mean for the next move? And I think if we start to sprinkle in action language and not just coffee conversation okay, what does this mean? Where are we going? Timelines, etc. How can I help? Then you get away from the empty words. And now we're actually putting those words into motion. And it feels good. You get off the phone energized versus spinny, spirally. What the hell does this mean? How do I help here? I feel like I was just a sounding board. I don't know what to do. And say the thing. Because if you don't say the thing, then you're left questioning your value or impact on a project when you could potentially be valuable in impacting projects in other spaces that are ready to move forward. And determining, okay, this conversation is a moonshot conversation, and this is you spitballing on a really cool project idea that's going to happen in 3 years, versus we have a shit ton of work to do in these three buckets that we've been working on. Let's focus on those.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
I do. And I love that, because that's exactly the process that I use in a meeting. Okay, mm-hmm. So what are our next steps? Where do we go from here? Now, mm-hmm. The question then becomes, you know, so here's the thing. And as a consultant, you can completely appreciate this, is how many people want to sit down and have a conversation with you? Fabulous. Okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have this conversation. We're going to come up with those next steps. I'm going to do my part. You're not going to show up. And that is what drives me insane. And that's what's actually pulled me back from being willing to sit with a lot of people, because it's all well and fine. But you know what? In consulting, I am the commodity. Mm-hmm. My time, you know, you said it earlier, time is worth something. Time is money. And I am the commodity. And so one of the things I had this major realization probably about 2 years ago is I will not give advice to people. And if I do... Mm-hmm. It's very, very high level. And depending on what their appreciation is for what it is that I say or the advice that I give, not that I think you must take my advice, but if you're coming to me mm-hmm. and you're asking me for my opinion, that tells me that you're interested in some of my expertise, right?
Yes.
And so this is where I find that great rift. And so I found a way to actually start sniffing these people out. But what I find is that my triggered behaviors, the things that hold me back, those are the things where I become almost cynical of people. I'll sit and I'll have these conversations and it'll be like, okay, I can kind of see where you're going with this. You're the dreamer. Cool. And I deprioritize those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a beautiful approach. And it's just, again, it's looking at your book of business, whether you're an instructional designer, a recruiter, an onboarder, a salesperson, you run your own consulting firm, whatever it happens to be, your expertise and experience and knowledge and goals truly pour into all of the projects that you're working on, at least they should. And if for a moment you wonder why you're on a particular project, why a particular effort feels like it's a little bit too much, and that you're steering more than you ought to be, those are the opportunities where you can pause and step back and really self-examine. And I think this is another tactical piece and a recommendation that I give to people often is I love sharing free, impactful, actionable resources and information through LinkedIn. If mm-hmm. I'm out for a walk with my dog and I think about something or I'm reflecting on a conversation that I've had with a client, it's really uncomfortable at first, but once you get good at it, it's so much easier than crafting, you know, a written post. And I'll just turn the camera on and have a mini conversation so that as I'm pumping out valuable free content, if someone, to your earlier point, Kate, reaches out and wants free advice, well, I can actually push you and reference you to the free content that I've already shared online without sounding like an absolute jerk saying, no, I'm not going to sit down with you and give you free advice. But instead, I'm going to say, hey, go check out these videos that reference a lot of the things that you're asking me about. If you want to continue the conversation, we can book something formally and dig in together. And it's such a beautiful way of protecting yourself, creating some boundaries, also giving someone some information. Like you're still being of service, but you're doing it within your own boundaries. So I think, again, it all comes down to those actionable pieces. You want something from me? Great. I have fees. I have expectations. I have boundaries. Mm-hmm. Here's some free stuff that I'm willing to share with you to get you going. If that's not enough, let's have a conversation. And again, whether you're hired full-time on salary or you're consulting and you're hustling to find your next amazing client, always think in action terms. Okay, what does this mean for next steps? What do we need to do to get this in the calendar to keep this moving? What reoccurring meeting do we need in order to move the needle on this? Really think about your time as your ultimate commodity and how you dish that out, whether you're, you know, late to a call, whether you don't follow through on something, whether you protect your boundaries and say, hey, I will meet with you formally, check out this free information first. Or you say in a meeting, okay, what are the next steps here?
Yeah.
You're protecting your time and you value it enough to say to others, no, I'm not just along for the ride here. And it's amazing when you start to put those parameters around your time, your effort, and actionable pieces, you feel better because you can check things off your list. It's not just another conversation that leads nowhere. And you can actually feel like you've accomplished something in your day, in your meeting, in that breakout group, whatever it happens to be, and you can continue to move the ball down the field.
Well, and I think those are really fantastic tips because that's really the problem solving. Like for me, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm at the point in my career where I can look at these things and I can see the emails or the messages or the DMs or whatever. And I'm very much the mm-hmm. same as you, where I provide, you know, I have blogs, we have this podcast, like there's tons of information and I send those resources to people as opposed to sitting and spending coaching counsel time. And I think that those are really great. I mean, it's time consuming, but at the same time, it's also part of being a consultant, right? Like this is part of a marketing platform. It's about sharing information, dropping those tidbits out. But I think that really the actionable drive is really, really important. Yeah. And I think if I were to give advice to our listeners, it really is say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
Follow through. Yeah. If you choose not to follow through, you're damaging your credibility and your relationships. And you eliminate and erode the trust that people will feel in you. It's just that simple.
Yeah, agreed.
Wonderful. Well, let's tap the brakes here, listeners. And, you know, we've come to you with some really great insights and some really great ideas. And my invitation to you, listeners, is to examine, what kind of person are you? Do you say a lot of things? Are you a dreamer? Should you maybe write things down a little bit more before you go out and start recruiting people and asking for support and input? Or are you the type of person who holds back and you don't share maybe because you've been burned? Take the time, sit down, assess. And as always, if there's any content you'd like to see us cover, anybody you'd like to see us have on the show, reach out. A call doesn't cost a thing.